Okay, let's unpack this. We've all felt that that shift, haven't we? You know, that moment life kind of throws you a curveball. It could be a career thing, a relationship changing, or just feeling lost, needing some direction. It can feel, wow, really disorienting, overwhelming even.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But what's fascinating here, and what the material from True Beings of Light Intuitive Healing really gets at, is seeing these things differently. They frame these transitions, these common experiences, not as these huge problems, but like as real chances for deep personal growth. It's quite an empowering way to look at it right from the start.
That is a powerful way to put it. And that's exactly what we're diving into today. We're looking at their website, their content, trying to pull out the core ideas. Basically, our mission here is to figure out how True Beings of Light Intuitive Healing says they can help you, listening right now, to, you know, unlock that inner wisdom, find clarity, and really step into being your most authentic self. So let's get into their basic philosophy. What's driving them? Their main thing seems to be helping you unlock your inner wisdom and navigate life's changes with clarity and confidence. That's the headline. And it's not just about getting through change. They see these moments, these transitions, as openings, opportunities, really. Places where you can, and this phrase stood out, rebuild trust in yourself, reconnect with your inner knowing, and emerge stronger, more aligned, and authentically you. That idea of rebuilding trust in yourself, that feels pretty fundamental.
It really does, doesn't it? It's a key difference. And to help people do that, they lay out a whole set of tools, a kind of toolkit. They talk about using spiritual channeling. That's about getting guidance from, well, non-physical sources. Then there's Reiki energy healing, which is more about, you know, gentle energy balancing for the body. Also psychic mediumship, connecting with spirits, and Akashic record readings, which is like accessing this energetic library of your soul's journey, past, present, potential, future. And alongside all that, they offer meditation help, intuitive mentoring, either in groups, classes, or one-on-one. It all seems geared towards helping you develop your intuition and awareness, and ultimately illuminate your path to alignment and transformation.
That's quite a range of modalities, real blend. And the person behind it, the founder, is Melissa T. Downard. She puts it very personally. She says, "I understand how disorienting life transitions can be because I've walked that path myself." Now, here's where it gets really interesting. She mentions having decades of combined experience in all those things we just listed. So it sounds like her own journey really informs how she helps others. Okay, so maybe you're listening and thinking, right, I'm ready to really go deep on this. For that, they talk about their one-on-one signature programs and mentoring. This sounds like the most personalized route. It's described as a tailored approach to meet your unique needs for people ready to like seriously dive deep into your personal growth.
Exactly. That customized support is specifically aimed at people wanting personalized intuitive guidance for their own specific situation. It's about getting targeted support for those big life changes, career stuff, relationship shifts, maybe dealing with loss. And the goal is a clear, actionable roadmap to help you figure out your purpose again, reconnect with that inner wisdom we talked about. They even offer a free discovery call, which seems smart. Lets you chat, see if it's a fit for your spiritual journey before you know, commit.
Right, so there's the deep dive, one-on-one. But it's not just about individual work, is it? They seem to put a lot of weight on community, too. That idea that you don't have to navigate life's transitions alone. And that's where their Intuitive Experience memberships come in. They call it a nurturing and empowering space.
And they structured it in three levels, three tiers, so you can kind of choose your level of engagement. The starting point is the Moon membership. This one's focused on group healing and working with lunar cycles. So you get things like monthly moon meditations for the full moon, new moon, solstices, equinoxes, even something called a Lion's Gate portal, plus spiritual connection circles where you can ask questions during channeling sessions and you get a 20% discount on classes. Then moving up, there's the Namaste membership. This one is about going deeper. It includes everything from the moon level, but adds weekly practice sessions, one for developing psychic intuition, another for meditation. So more regular active practice. Still has the connection circles, the Q&A night, and the class discount too. And then the top tier is the VIP Lotus membership. This is framed as the most personalized and immersive experience. You get everything from the other two memberships, plus a monthly one-on-one session, an intuitive reading or mentoring directly with Melissa, and personalized channel recordings sent right to you, plus more classes, a group healing circle. Pretty comprehensive. Oh, and there's an interesting incentive. Sign up for a whole year of VIP Lotus, and they throw in their 10-week intuition program for free.
Okay, so when you break it all down, what does this mean for someone considering joining? It looks like consistent access to things like those moon meditations, weekly guided meditations, classes for psychic development, and maybe just as important, access to a private community, a place that's meant to be supportive, non-judgmental. It seems like a layered approach catering to different needs and budgets, maybe.
Right. Different levels of support. And beyond those memberships, they do list some standalone options, too, just for, you know, specific needs. Like, you can book a one-off reading, Readings Wisdom from Divine Light. It's a one-hour session listed at $150 Canadian. Or there's a specific class called Meditation Monday and Psychic Intuition for $197 Canadian. So ways to engage without a full membership.
And the bigger picture behind all this, the why. Melissa's My Vision statement is pretty ambitious: to create a world where everyone is connected to their inner being and the divine, and the desired result, that this connection helps people lead a more fulfilling life and make a positive impact in the world.
Yeah, and they provide a glimpse of that impact through a client testimonial. Someone named Anne Marie Dowden. She talks about finding Melissa during a really hard time, a devastating time, dealing with losing both parents. She was looking to spiritually connect with them. And Anne Marie says Melissa was able to bring through messages of love and validation, which she says really helped her with healing and acceptance. She also felt Melissa provided wisdom to guide me, giving her clarity and ultimately peace of mind and heart. Hearing that direct experience. Well, this raises an important question about how this kind of work might help people through really tough times.
So as we kind of wrap up our look at the source material, it's clear true beings of light intuitive healing offers a lot, a really wide range, from that very personal one-on-one mentoring to these group memberships focused on community. But the thread running through it all seems to be this focus on connecting inward, on guided transformation.
Exactly. That seems to be the core idea, doesn't it? Whether it's the tailored individual help or the group support, the underlying message seems to be about helping people find and then trust their own inner guidance, their intuition, especially when life gets messy.
Right. So that leaves us with a thought, maybe for you listening, if connecting with our higher selves or the spiritual realm, as they put it, can potentially lead to a more fulfilling life, maybe even a more positive impact, like this source suggests, what might it mean for your journey right now to consciously try and cultivate that inner connection in your own daily life, even just starting small, something to think about?